I'm going to count to three, I said through the connector to Reaper. When I hit three, you hit the ground, understand? I saw his mouth move, but he then replied affirmatively through the connector. Progress. One, two, three. I fired off a round as Reaper hit the ground. It was a perfectly aimed death nail that should have hit Philip in the chest, broken into a flurry of pieces and rattled his insides with mayhem until he died. Unfortunately, the nail stopped in midair and fell to the ground with a cling clang. Gunter was grinning from ear to ear as I frowned at the three vampires. You must think us stupid, Officer Shaw, he stated. Well, yeah, I agreed, but I don't see what that has to do with anything. His grin faded. Kill her, said Gunter. I dived toward a box that was off to my left as the bullets began to fly. There was no chance for me to worry about Reaper at the moment. He was on his own. It wasn't a biggie, though. He'd been able to withstand the power of an empiric while lying on the damn thing. I doubted standard bullets would do much more than sting a little. Now, if they were using breaker bullets or death nails, that'd be diff... A thud sounded, and I looked up to see a death nail sticking out of the side of the box. Son of a bitch, I said through the connector. These bastards have nails. You might want to get the hell out of here, Reaper. I'm safely shielded, he replied in a calm voice. Oh, well, thanks for thinking about protecting your partner. Truly appreciate the sentiment. You dived away before I had the opportunity, I'm afraid. I glanced in his direction as he casually walked toward me. There, you're safe now. I peeked around the box and saw death nails bouncing off the shield and littering the floor. I stood up, feeling rather pompous indeed. While I hated to admit it, it was nice to have a partner who could put up a shield. That was a luxury I'd never had before. Well, Gunter, Philip, and Haley, I said, holstering my gun, it seems that we are at a stalemate. How do you know our names? Asked Philip. Don't be a fool, Haley spat while giving Philip a glare. They're retrievers. I know that, Haley, but we're supposed to be untrackable. And you are, I said before Haley could reply. But you should have changed your appearances, too, or at least have worn masks. Damn it, said Philip. Gunter was the only one who appeared nonplussed at the fact that I knew who they were. He merely kept his cold stare connected to my eyes as he casually snapped his fingers. That liquid darkness faded away, revealing a metallic cylinder that I'd seen once before. It was a shredder, also known as a mama empiric. Basically, you take a bunch of empirics and put them in one big-ass silver casing. They go boom. Big boom. Is that what I think it is? Asked Reaper, using his outside voice. Yep, I said, and I don't think your shield is going to protect us against that. Agreed. Gunter, Haley, and Philip backed away toward a door that sat behind the shredder. Goodbye, Officer Shaw, said Gunter coldly. I do hope you end up in hell. Actually, Reaper began, but I grabbed him by the arm and started running toward the water. We jumped in a split second before the world erupted in flames.